the Bible readings this morning, the first one is from Matthew 7, 24 to 29. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundations on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine does not put them into practice is a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, and not as their teachers of the law. Our second reading today comes from Luke 6, 46 to 49. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundations on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck the house, but it could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck, that house was collapsed and its destruction was complete. That ends our reading for today.
There are many things that you can build your life on. Many principles, many people, many things. It could be the foundation of your life. It could be hard work or creating wealth. Maybe it's a philosophy to live by. Kuna Matata, as the Lion King would tell us. Well, obviously it's not a good philosophy in the end, as we know from the Lion King, but it's one that Simba was encouraged to live by. Maybe there's a philosophy to live by in life. Or maybe it's your parents, if you're younger. Maybe it's your spouse, or your children, if you're older. Maybe it's your friends. There are many things upon which you can base your life. What do you really, truly base your life on? What are you counting on, really? Because whatever you lay as a foundation, it better be solid. Because if it isn't, and life gets hard, real hard, and your foundations fail you, or are taken away when you need advice, your life will come crashing down. You might be surprised if you take a deep look within yourself to see what your true foundations are. But if you have a sure and steadfast foundation, which can't fail or be removed, then although you will suffer great distress when life trials come upon you, you will be okay. Last week in our series on the teachings of Jesus, we began to look at the conclusion of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus ties together three quick teachings, all about the importance of putting into practice what Jesus has been teaching in that sermon. We heard about the first two of these stories, and today we're going to look at the third, a very well-known image, which is the illustration about building your house upon the rock and not on sand. So Jesus begins his illustration by saying, therefore. Again, whenever you see that word therefore, it means that what comes next is as a result of what was said previously. The last thing Jesus teaching was, in those first two principles, was that not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of the Heavenly Father. So this gives us the context for what Jesus is about to say in this teaching on building our house on the rock and not sand. Matthew 6:24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is a wise man who built his house on the rock. The Greek word used for hears here It's not just about listening, but useful someone who has heard and understood or grappled and grasped. There is a level of understanding what has been said, a level of even accepting of what has been said. So Jesus isn't speaking about those who heard but do not understand or do not care. Both the one who hears and puts the teachings of Jesus into practice and the one who hears and does not put them into practice hear, understand, and accept what Jesus has taught, at least to some degree, in this Sermon on the Mount. And this makes sense, because remember that in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is teaching a large group of his disciples. So he's encouraging those who are following him to not only hear and agree with his words, but to do them also. Now, when you think of this image that Jesus paints, he speaks of two houses. Both houses look good and well built. They have sturdy walls and a good roof. Just like our towers, they have sturdy construction. And this tells us something important. The life built on following the teachings of Jesus and the life of a person who knows the teachings of Jesus might both look like they're good lives. In fact, they might even be hard to tell apart. The difference between the two houses is at the foundational level. One has a firm foundation, the other has a weak foundation. So when the storm strikes and the flood waters rise, one shall stand and one shall fall. Now, in and around Israel in the winter months, there could get torrential rain. It's kind of the opposite for us. It's in our summer, but in Israel it was in their winter. And the torrential rain, because it's rather a hilly place, could flow very quickly down from the hills into the valleys where flooding would occur. And of course, as you see, folks, temporary rivers are formed, temporary streams are formed. But you see, when the floodwaters subsided, the silt that was left would make a very nice level place upon which you could build. It would be a very attractive place to build, in fact. But everyone knew that to do so would be unwise, because the next year when the storm and the flood came, that house would be knocked down. Now, at the end of Luke's sermon on the plain, we get a similar concluding story. So maybe this is a story that after Jesus gave a bit of a sermon to, he used as often as an illustration to encourage people to not only hear but to do what Jesus is saying. And so here Jesus says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" And then he says, "One who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock." Now here's the thing. In Nazareth, the bedrock can be quite deep under the surface of the ground. Sometimes in Nazareth, where of course Jesus grew up, you have to dig down deep, maybe even 10 meters, before you find the bedrock. So therefore, Jesus would have been familiar with having to dig down deep to build foundations before you start building a house. If one was lazy and chose not to do this, the house might look fine, but it would not be strong. You have to put in the time and effort to dig down deep to the rock and then build up to the surface. Then you can build a strong house. So here Jesus is emphasizing how the wise person is not lazy, but takes time to put in the effort to lay that firm foundation for life. What both illustrations clearly tell us is that hearing and understanding is not enough to have a firm foundation which will survive the storms. We need to put the teachings of Jesus into practice. And what Jesus tells us by way of the image is that by doing what Jesus asked, we'll lay a firm foundation for life. So the first question to ask is, do you believe Jesus? Do you trust Jesus? Do you believe in his words and his teachings? When you read what he said and what he taught, do you agree with it? Does it sound good to you? Do you accept that Jesus alone is the only truly firm foundation upon which to build your life? And maybe some of you do still need to answer this question for yourselves. If you are here, then I would encourage you to give Jesus a go and find out for yourself whether Jesus really can be relied on. And for those of us who have accepted this and can even claim Jesus as Lord, have we taken the next step and truly stepped out in faith and put in efforts to try and live out the teachings of Jesus? Now, I think Jesus' teachings here works at a number of levels, and I'm going to just look very quickly at three. So the three that I clearly see. First of all, the principles of Jesus, which Jesus teaches, are good ways to live our life by. Embodying his beatitudes, being light and salt in society, loving all people, etc., are the best principles one can have to live your life by. So by implementing the teachings of Jesus, we are setting our lives up with a good foundation of the best ways to live life. But to found our lives on any other principles, we will find that they fall short. They may have good parts, but they will ultimately all let you down. The storms and floods at this level of difficulties and the trials in life that we will face. The second is to understand that storms and floods are persecution and great times of difficulty which will test our faith for being Christians. The one who has put no effort into seriously being a disciple of Jesus, learning to rely on him and to put their faith into practice will fall away from Jesus as soon as their faith is tested. Their faith will come crumbling down. However, the one who puts the teachings of Jesus into practice will stand firm in their faith when persecutions for following Jesus and as great difficulties come. The third and final level is the idea which Jesus has already set out in the previous things he has said in Matthew. This is about whether or not you will enter the kingdom of heaven. Your life might look like a good life. Maybe you know the teachings of Jesus and put some weight in them. But don't really set up your life to be following Jesus and his ways. Your life will look like a life which will result in you going to heaven. But when death comes, there is no real foundation laid on Christ. So when the time of judgment comes, such a person will not receive eternal life with Jesus, but will face destruction. The good news is that if you do believe in Jesus, place your faith in him and his ability to save you, and put in the effort to try to practice the teachings of Jesus, then your life will be laid on the foundation of Jesus. You will be living by the best principles of life. You will be forming a strength of faith which will sustain you. And Jesus will hold you firm and sure through death and bring you into the eternal kingdom of heaven. So yes, there are many things, many principles, many people you can have as the foundation of your life. With the exception of Jesus and his teachings, all of these things will fail you if you build your life upon them. They will not sustain you when life gets really, really hard and when people fall away from you or are taken from you. They will not sustain you when you face persecution for being a Christian, and they will not bring you into eternal life in the heavenly kingdom. Jesus, the Son of God, is the only foundation in life which is guaranteed not to fail. He is faithful. He is strong. Build your life on Jesus, the rock, and place him and his teachings at the center of your life. And when the storms and floods come, you will be able to stand and you will not be destroyed. Why? Because your ability to stand does not rely on you, but on Jesus, the one who can stand firm and will never let you go or let you down. Amen.